producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to be positive, Todd. I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm trying to encourage some
Maybe
people.
Maybe I should just go back to bed and wake back up again and see if it's better the second time.
Yeah. Just trying to encourage anybody that might be kind of just going left foot, right foot through the day. to be a little more encouraged about this day because, for one, how about that Sunday? Not only the temperature, but the vice wind. And I couldn't believe it. I was driving to Valley City about 4, 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I am seeing just America at work out in those fields. Harvest time on, you know. Our daughter, our youngest daughter, Haley, was along, came along with me, and we met some good folks out of Valley City, met in Chautauqua Park last night. And by the way, thank you to the many, many listeners to What's On Your Mind. That was very nice of you, and many, 550 K-Fire listeners and AM 1100 The Flag listeners. And, you know, there's nothing like being among listeners. I love being there. And it was great fun. Brought Haley along just because I didn't want to be a total AWOL parent for the day. I thought, well, I'll bring at least, you know, one of the kids at home. Alex headed back to college, and Hannah was doing a bunch of studying, so I brought Haley along, and she's a good little trooper. She's a budding entrepreneur, Todd, because, we brought a few books along. I wrote that book a while back called Grassroots, and when I go to one of these events, I usually bring them along in case anybody wants to buy them. We sell them for like $10 now, so it's not like a...
Well, so that's why I don't have one. I haven't given you $10.
Okay. A big moneymaker. I swear I put one on your chair one time. You must have thrown it in the garbage. But anyway...
if a liar liar's pants would actually catch fire... Anyway.
On the way out, she says, for every book I sell, how much do I get?
Ooh, there you go.
And I'm like, well, it's a $10 book. You know,
that's a great question out of her.
We had to buy the books, Haley, so there's a cost there. Well, you know, she just didn't care. She wanted, you know, she's like, she is going to be a great salesperson, that one, I'll tell you.
Well,
she
is dead. I mean, your costs are your problem. You want me to sell them? How much am I getting? Great question out of her. That's fantastic.
Yeah. No kidding. A lot of fun. By the way, a lot of Point of View viewers out there as well that watch that on KXGB Channel 4, which you can also watch online at 630POV.com. And I've had the good fortune of appearing a few times with Chris Berg on that show, and listeners in eastern North Dakota can see that, western Minnesota as well. I'm guest hosting for the host, Chris Berg, tonight. He's under the weather, so looking forward to that as well. So make sure you watch that tonight. Well, anyway, a lot happened over the weekend. I got a chance to watch a lot more of the Pope Francis stuff, which was really cool. The meeting on the families that was taking place in Philadelphia was really neat. You know, his simplicity, I really like it. I had conversations last night with people, too, that say, you know, how can you like this Pope? He's a socialist. And, you know, I said, look, a priest friend of mine long ago told me that priests really ought not weigh in on politics, because their frame of reference is very different than those of us that are in the, you know, I don't want to say the real world as though that's not the real world. But what they do is important work. But I'm saying, when you're a priest, I mean, everything is provided for you pretty much. Your housing, your meals, you know what I mean? And you're well taken care of by the church, as it should be, because you're teaching the flock, okay? And so, you know, to the extent that some might have a political view that's different, it's shaped by that view a little bit. But obviously you're going to have, just like you do in, you know, if you walk into Dan's Supermarket. Is Dan's Supermarket still Dan's Supermarket, or do they change the name?
No, it's still.
Okay, right. Okay, or cash-wise, whatever. You walk in, and you're going to find, some people that are Republican and Democratic, conservative and liberal, and, you know, all over the map. Right? Well, the same thing's going to be with popes, right? You're going to have and this pope comes from Latin America and everything else. But I said, look, I happen to think this way. And my wife and I have this argument. My wife's like, he's a leftist. He's a leftist. And I'm pretty much like, so what? Right? I mean, because he doesn't vote. You know, what he does is pastor to people, and to the extent that he's pastoring about things that I think are much beyond politics. And, you know, a lot of the bad things that I think you think about him, the climate change, a lot of that is based on reporting from people who are taking his words out of context and twisting them. So I wouldn't take at verbatim everything that's said about him to be accurate. But assume it is for a second. Really, what matters is his teaching as a pastor. And so I believe that the most pro-marriage, certainly traditional marriage as we know it, pro-life individual on the planet has got to be this guy, okay, from everything he's read. You can find nothing that wouldn't suggest that he is pro-marriage, pro-life, okay? And Barack Obama loves the guy. So, you know, I think he's too smart by half, right? Nancy Pelosi and all these people that are not pro-traditional marriage, that are not pro-life, are praising the guy because of what they believe his political views are. So be it. And again, his frame of reference is Latin America. He can't talk about capitalism with any kind of authority. He set foot in the country that I believe has shown what a force for good capitalism can be for the first time less than a week ago. Does that make sense? I don't know if it does or not. But anyway, the family's event, the family's part of that this weekend, I think was pretty important. And we're going to talk to somebody that was there with him. Honestly, if we had to write down every problem in this country, write them down. 1, 2, 3, 4. What keeps us up at night? You know what my number one would be? The attacks on family. The disintegration of family. If we look at what family meant and what families did 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, it's so vastly different than what it represents today. And I don't think that's good for the greatest country on the face of the earth. So I want to spend a little time with Bishop Fulton just recapping that from the weekend. We took to the airwaves on Friday with the news that John Boehner was resigning. And we didn't know why. We didn't know what. We didn't know much of anything. He hadn't given his address. We know a little more, partly from an interview he did on Face the Nation, I think it was, this weekend with CBS. And I want to talk a little bit about that as well today on the program. And I really want your take on this. We spent some time talking to the folks in Valley City about this last night. And I think what I'm about to say will raise the ire of some in the audience. And please know that's fine. I don't need you always to agree with my opinions. This show is really what's on your mind, and it is much more about what is on your mind than it is on what's on my mind.
Am I hearing you right?
Why? What did I say that was out of school? What did I say?
Don't always have to agree with you. There's another promo. Okay.
Yeah. That's not written anywhere. And gentleman last night said, you know, I call a few times and I don't agree with you. I hope that's okay. I'm like, okay. It's welcome. I enjoy it.
It'd be pretty boring if everybody agreed with everybody.
I don't think John Boehner's the culprit here. To the extent we want more things done in this country, I don't think John Boehner's the culprit. Now, you may want to throw things at your radio right now and pick up the phone, and please do. Tell me why he's the culprit. Now, if I had to pick a culprit on our side politically, okay, I would say it's much more Mitch McConnell than it is John Boehner, for one. Although Mitch McConnell just got the keys back as majority leader, right? And Republicans have held that in the House for some time. I think, A, we're seeking perfection, and it doesn't exist. It surely doesn't exist in the political process. It doesn't exist in life. Do you know anybody who's perfect? Where you work, where you live, where your kids go to school. Do you know anybody perfect? And so if we as, for lack of a better term, let's just say we as conservatives are just tired of what Barack Obama is being allowed to do and destroying this country with his Democratic allies, want it all to stop because an election happens, it's not realistic. Now, could they do it better? Absolutely. One thing I've said repeatedly about John Boehner, and so has Congressman Cramer, you know, in politics, you not only have to be able to govern, but you have to be able to communicate so that you can bring people in on the process and help them row the boat the way you want to row the boat. And the communication efforts of the Speaker Boehner are not good. But I think if you actually fairly analyze, okay, what did they do in their time in the majority, given they didn't have the Senate for much of the time, given Barack Obama has instituted, you know, the EPA and all these people that think like they do. Now, what I think Donald Trump has shown us, we do want a fighter. We do want somebody that's out there and at least speaking for us and you know, are you mad as hell? Are you doing something about this? And communicate it with us every step of the way. All that could be better. But I don't think John Boehner's the problem. When it comes to what we're trying to fix in this country. Tell me if I'm wrong. We'll talk a little bit about that, too, at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaa, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energynd.com/events.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Country boards and labeling, cattle markets, trade, and EPA. These are the issues affecting your bottom dollar. Be a part of the process to make a difference. Join the Independent Beef Association, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, for their annual meeting Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd at the Ramada in Bismarck. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org or call 202-870-3867. We'll see you in Bismarck.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Just wrapped up a great week last week, busy week. But I think a really descriptive metaphor for where the industry is at right now, when there were 500 folks in Fargo with oil prices in a very, you know, precarious spot, gathered at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, well outside the hubbub of oil country, to sort of chart a course for the future. Well done. Really well done. So kudos to Ron Nassen. You know, Alexis Brinkman, Tessa Santramaldi, the team at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, everybody there, that fine board for putting on a great conference. And I think folks learned a ton. I did. I learned a pile and just really enjoyed it a great deal. And by the way, I can't remember if we talked about this or not on Friday, but the I think we did. The North Dakota Industrial Commission did ultimately end up going along with that extension the industry had sought on the flaring rules. So that was good news as well. We spent some time talking about that. Hey, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is cranking up here, folks, at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. It's going to be up on Minot, the Big Flavor Tour. Yes, indeedy duty. Give you all the details about that. And that means what? Great savings on Cloverdale brats and summer sausage and bacon. And Todd, don't tell anybody.
Okay.
We had a little confusion in the Hennon house over the time of the UND football game over the weekend, right? So planning to go tailgating everything, the weekend before. It'd been a 5 o'clock kickoff, so we thought it was 5. Turns out it was, 2. And so anyway, long story short, it was chaos in the morning when we were all planning on going up. And I was in the middle of trying to attempt to correct some problems with Apple over my daughter's iPhone 6, which we she has the new iPhone. She has the 6S. Hannah does. This is the junior in high school. The youngest, Haley, has just...
I didn't get my first iPhone something S until I was in my 50s.
I know. Now, anyway. To her credit, she had a 5S before. The thing was smashed. It was just, it was on its last leg. So we said, okay, we got an upgrade. We'll get you the 6S.
Take care of this one.
New record. I was on the phone for 3 hours and 45 minutes from 7 a.m. Saturday till darn near lunchtime trying to get this all straightened out.
No.
It was some kind of a software glitch. I don't know. Anyway, but I missed the football game, for crying out loud. So Alex was off to some auction, and the girls were up to the football game. So guess what I had for lunch? My decision. I'm all alone in my house Saturday. What do you think I had for lunch?
Cloverdale bacon.
A big pan full. That's all I had. Now, I tried some on the fryer. I did a little bit on the frying pan. Most of it was in the oven, though. I kind of like it that way. And so I get home and I did self-report. I said, just so you know, there's one less pound of bacon in the fridge.
You ate a whole pound of bacon? Is it?
Well, I kind of burnt a few pieces. It wasn't a full pound, but it was pretty close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's his face in Grumpy Old Men? The old guy in Grumpy Old Men.
Exactly right. Okay, so anyway, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. We're going to get to that. I also wanted to tell you that we had a lot of people call over the weekend to say, I'd really like to go with you to New York City, but you need to say that number like way slower. Okay, first of all, if you want the details on the trip, you can email scott@flagfamily.com, and we'll just email you the details, and then you have it without even talking to anybody. If you have questions on it, that's... no problem, too. I'm going to give you the number really slow here. And by the way, we're leaving December 1st, coming back December 5th. But we need 20 couples to sign up by October 8th. And that's, a week from Thursday. So we're getting pretty close here. So don't dilly-dally. It's a great deal. $2,569 per person. And we've loaded up the itinerary. It's going to be great fun. The Pope will not be there, but everybody else will. Here's the number, 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478, extension 228, or email me, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at flagfamily.com, and we'll get that to you. Okay, so here's John Boehner being asked, look, that House of Representatives is totally dysfunctional, and you can't fix a darn thing. And his response, I want your reaction to this, and an answer to my question, is Boehner the problem? Is Boehner the problem, and or a, you can... take me to the woodshed, if you like, by my uttering earlier, as I did, Boehner is not the problem. And Casey and Dickinson, first to go on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. But, Todd, first roll that clip.
Well, let's talk about the state of the barn and its relative cleanliness. A lot of your colleagues I've talked to and friends who served with you use the word dysfunction and say basically that you had to resign because it's a sign of how dysfunctional things are in the House with Republicans. What do you say?
Well, I wouldn't call it dysfunction. Disagreement, yes. But as I said on Friday, I was planning on leaving at the end of last year. And when my friend Eric Cantor lost his primary election in July of last year, it was clear to me that I just couldn't leave, that I had to provide a transition for the next leaders. So I planned on serving through this year. And on November 17th, I was going to make an announcement. And on Thursday evening and Friday morning, I looked up and went, why do I want to put my colleagues through this when I'm going to make the same announcement 6 weeks from now? Why do I want to put the institution through this? And so it was the right decision. Frankly, I thought we handled it the right way.
When you talk about the decision that they were going to have to go through, it was going to be a pretty messy...
Yeah, a motion to vacate the chair.
Yeah, so, kick you out of your job, just sorry, to help people at home who don't understand what vacating the chair is.
Listen, winning that vote was never an issue. I was going to get the overwhelming number of... I had gotten 400 votes, probably. Why do I want to make my members, Republican members, like walk the plank? Because they're going to get criticized at home by some who are, you know, who think that we ought to be more aggressive. Right. Listen, we've accomplished a lot over the 4.5 years that I was Speaker. And whether it was the largest deficit reduction deal in the history of the country, saving $2.1 trillion, protecting 99% of the American people from an increase in our taxes, or the first major entitlement reforms in 20 years. All done over the last 4.5 years with a Democrat president and all voted against by my most conservative members because it wasn't good enough.
Really?
This is the part that I really don't understand. You know, our founders gave us the system of government, a majority in the House, but you need 60 votes in the Senate. And, you know, if the House and the Senate can agree, the president gets to decide. And our founders didn't want parliamentary system where if you won the majority, you got to do whatever you wanted. They wanted this long, slow process. And so change comes slowly, and obviously too slowly for some.
Well, are they unrealistic about what can be done in government? That's the
assumption. Absolutely, they're unrealistic. You know, the Bible says, beware of false prophets. And there are people out there, you know, spreading noise about how much can get done. I mean, this whole idea that we're going to shut down the government to get rid of Obamacare in 2013, this plan never had a chance. But over the course of the August recess in 2013 and the course of September, you know, a lot of my Republican colleagues who knew it was a fool's errand, really, they were getting all this pressure from home to do this. And so we got groups here in town, members of the House and Senate here in town.
We'll pick it up on the other side of the break here. And it continues just about done, but I want your take on it as well. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? We will continue after a short timeout. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Top of the hour. I'll play more of the Boehner clip later. I don't want to keep Casey and Dickinson waiting any longer, but a texter says, Scott, the Pope is a liberal, except for a couple of things, and John Boehner is in Obama's shirt pocket. Wake up, Scott. You sound like a GOP establishment type defending those two. All right. It starts. I welcomed it. As I said earlier, don't view the Pope as a politician. It's separate from the teachings of the church. Okay, but just ponder for a second what I have. While I may not like some of the political statements, I like a lot about them. And when people, a whole new group of people are now opened up to that message, what's the value of that? That's where I'm at. That's why I'm at where I'm at on that. Casey and Dickinson, thanks for waiting. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, I don't necessarily think he's the problem, but I definitely feel like he's part of the problem. And I just wanted to make a statement about him and then, you know, pose a question. And, you know, well, I've heard a lot, you know, on the radio and on TV about how they've gained so many seats in the House over his tenure as if he was the reasoning for that. And I don't see him at all being any reasoning for the gain in the seats. The gain in the seats were because people were opposed to what was going on, and him and McConnell were doing nothing about it. And then the question I was going to pose about him is, if Obamacare being pushed through isn't something that he's willing to fight for, or if amnesty isn't something he's willing to fight for, or possibly threaten to shut down the government, or if the funding for, or if, you know, babies being butchered isn't something that he's willing to threaten to, you know, shut the purse down for, then what is worth fighting for?
And that's, all right. That's all good questions, good points. We're going to pick them up here a little later on the show, Casey, so keep listening, okay? Yeah, you bet. You know, and again, how many times have they passed a repeal of Obamacare, but it either dies in the Senate, usually, or gets vetoed. So, again, we got to be realistic about what we can accomplish. If it isn't Boehner or someone else, what is realistic about what they can accomplish? Let's talk about that in that list. It was a good one. Joining us from Philadelphia today is the bishop of the Fargo Diocese of the Catholic Church, who spent the weekend in Philadelphia as well with Pope Francis, who's now returned, by the way, to Rome, and also spent time with him in Washington, D.C. Bishop John Fulda joins us again on What's on Your Mind. Bishop Fulda, welcome back. Thank you for taking some time for us today before you head home.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be with you.
So, first of all, I have to ask you about an encounter many people are buzzing about between you and Pope Francis. It looked like you got a little more face time than the average bishop there. Did you have an opportunity to some kind of a connection there, or tell us a little bit about the conversation?
Yeah, well, I was one of the bishops who was able to greet the Holy Father when he met with all of us in Washington. I'm our regional representative for the province of the Dakotas and Minnesota. And so I was one of the ones, there were about 30 of us, 40 of us that got to meet him personally. So I just greeted him and told him that I reminded him, introduced myself to him, reminded him that I was the first bishop that he appointed in the United States. And so we had a nice little visit.
That's right. Yeah. After he became Pope, then shortly thereafter, you got the call, right?
Right. Right. Exactly. It was just not quite 2 weeks after he was elected that I got the call that I was named Bishop of Fargo. So it was nice. It was just nice to be able to greet him personally. And he's got a great, great warm personality and a great sense of humor. That was real obvious.
What is it like to converse with the Pope in that kind of a context? I mean, how much of an opportunity is it? Is it small talk? Are you able to put in a plug about where you're from, or what kind of pleasantries do you exchange?
Oh, it's just very brief. You know, when you've got a whole line of people that are waiting to visit him, and he's on a tight schedule. You just introduce yourself and say what you can say, and he usually offers a little greeting back, it's very quick, but he's got his attention on you. It's always very nice.
Well, you got more than most, which I'm sure pleased everybody back home. That was pretty neat.
It was neat. It was very, very nice.
So what's your line on what we've just witnessed here, the first visit ever for him to this country, and obviously his first visit as Pope as well? What's your headline on what we saw, what we witnessed?
Well, it was a great opportunity for the people of our country and especially the members of our church in the United States to have the Pope visit. You know, it's always a shot in the arm. It's always an uplifting experience to have him come to the United States and just to be with the church here. And I think he had a grueling schedule. They really packed it, but he apparently wanted to do some very specific things during his visit here. And so he got, you know, a lot of chance to interact with people and greet people. It was really quite something to see him driving. They were driving him through the streets of Philadelphia the last couple of days, and just the tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people who lined the streets downtown here, just ecstatic to see him and just greeting him so warmly, and he reciprocated. You know, he's, as I said, he's got a very warm personality. He really extends himself, and despite the fact that he's almost 79 years old, he really gives every ounce of energy he's got. And there's a great spontaneity about him, and at the same time, you know, he's got a very serious message. He's encouraging us in our faith. He's encouraging us in our care for one another. He's challenging us. There's no question about that as well. And I think it was just a great opportunity to pray with him and to hear his wisdom. He's certainly the key message of these last few days was his support for the family. And he came for that purpose, for the World Meeting of Families, which was just concluded here in Philadelphia. And so that was a key theme.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we wanted to visit with you a little bit about, you know, because as I recall, that was the reason he came. And then the rest of these things that happened in Congress and New York and everything else were a result of, okay, he's going to be here for the families, this meeting of the families. Talk about the purpose of the weekend and the larger question of the family in America. As we sit here today, is it one of the greatest worries? Should it be one of the greatest worries for any American about the status of the family in our country?
Absolutely. And the Pope reiterated that point, not just for us in America, but worldwide. The family just is the bedrock. It's the cell from which our culture has grown. And unfortunately, the family is being undermined in so many different ways. Of course, we know about the legal issues that have come up in this past few months regarding the definition of marriage, but even aside from that, there's been an erosion of family life and, I would say a diminishment of support for family life in our culture. And he touched on all of that. You know, I think he wasn't here to scold. He wasn't here to, you know, point fingers or accuse or anything. I think he just wanted to draw attention to the challenges and encourage us to not lose sight of what he calls the gospel of the family. And, you know, he made a very strong point that Jesus, Son of God, the Savior of the world, came into the world into a family, as part of a family. And, you know, we can take our cue from that. I think that we do have to be concerned, and we have to do everything we can to really strengthen family life and encourage family life on all sides.
So this weekend gathering in Philadelphia has now, is it wrapped up? Is it completed?
It has. Yes, okay. It has. It's finished up actually on Friday. It started earlier in the week, Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember which day it opened, but it was a week-long or a five-day-long gathering of people from all over the world. And, you know, they were there to hear some great speakers and to just meet. And, you know, there were keynote addresses each day, but also breakout sessions. And I think I heard it was somewhere, the attendance was somewhere between 15 and 20,000. So it was a massive event.
Well, it was amazing seeing that Pope Mobile, you know, through the streets and the people and just the look on his face and in every place that he was at, New York City. And I mean, the thing at Central Park was nothing short of extraordinary, really. And his message, every place, a little bit different. I mean, the, you know, when he talked about, you know, he was talking to students in Harlem, and he said, you know, sadness, you need to know, you need to make the connection. It's from the devil. As is despair, anxiety, and fear. I mean, you know, that's the Pope, this scholar of our faith. I think bringing it down to the student level to something that'll stay with him probably forever, right?
Oh yeah, he's got a great gift for being able to speak in ways that everybody can understand. He pulls no punches, and he says things just very simply, but there's a great depth to the message that he gives. And you know, ultimately, it's the message of the gospel. It's not just his message. It's the message of the gospel. So he really does communicate well with people.
What do you say to people? We only have about a minute left here, but I you know, a lot of people are concerned about his politics, if you will. When he talks about global warming, or when he talks about you know, capitalism being bad, and those kind of things. I was in an event in Valley City last night. I was telling our listeners, somebody came up and said, "How can you like this Pope? He's a socialist."
And, no, I don't think that's true at all.
Well, I don't think he's a socialist. I think he has maybe my deal is I don't care about his politics because he's, you know, it's less important than the teachings of the church, and he sort of sets that aside. But I mean, for those that do worry about his politics, what do you say?
Well, I would say actually he's very consistent with what the past folks have been saying. Pope John Paul II and Pope Benedict also had raised cautions about unrestricted capitalism, because they raise questions about how capitalism as an economic system can leave people behind, and that's always been the concern of the popes and the church. As far as the global warming issue, he makes no claims to being a scientist or having all the answers, but I think what he's doing is keying on the challenges to the environment. And climate change is part of that. And he's urging lawmakers and leaders and scientists to take seriously what's going on there, because unfortunately, and this is seen in all kinds of parts of the world, the people who are most affected by climate change and by damage to the environment are, again, those most disadvantaged.
Most vulnerable, sure, yeah. You know, well, we'll say more on that topic for another time. Travel home safely. Bishop Holder, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
Good to talk to you. I appreciate it very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Sooner or later, North Dakota will have another severe drought, and the Red River Valley will have significant water shortages. Learn how the Red River Valley Water Supply Project can ensure water for our future. Come to the Garrison Diversion Conference, When the Valley Turns Dry, Thursday, October 1st at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Call the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District at 701-652-3194.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. My wife Maria and I have hosted many trips to New York City over the years, and we love taking our listeners to see this magical city. Come along and see the sights and sounds of New York City. We'll leave Tuesday, December 1st, and return Saturday, December 5th, from your choice of Bismarck or Fargo. And here's what's all included. A city tour. See Times Square, Top of the Rock, St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Statue of Liberty, Grand Central Station, Central Park, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Fifth Avenue, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, Wall Street, UN, Chinatown, Little Italy, and more. All the sights and sounds. There's three wonderful dinners included. Breakfast every morning. Also included, Les Mis at the Imperial Theater and the Rockettes and that Radio City Christmas Spectacular. All this for only $2,569 per person. Call 952-898-3478, extension 228. 952-898-3478, extension 228.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome before the top of the hour, Scott Hennon with Todd the Radio God Mitchell on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind today? 800-228-0550. Emailer says, with all this hype about the Pope, if the Pope were walking down the left side of the street and God were walking down the right side of the street, would anyone care what was on the right side of the street? Well, I think he's got a pretty good pipeline to the big guy. So I think the big guy probably wouldn't be all that upset on the right side that he wasn't getting any quote-unquote attention. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, going to check in there, and then we got to go to Cal Cluin, talk a little bit about Ports to Plains coming up in Williston. Looking forward to that. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind? Matt's out in western Minnesota somewhere. Matt, are you there? They shut the phones off out there? All right, well, Manny, why don't you see?
Are we good?
Oh, now I can hear you, Matt.
There
we
go.
There we go. Sorry about that voice. All right. So, yeah, no, regarding the Boehner comment, I was just wondering, I mean, it all sounds well and good making an appeal to the founders and whatnot, but he's kind of asking us to ignore the last 7 years where, you know, the Democrats have kind of just named it and claimed it, and I understand they had the table set pretty well for them, but my question is this, is, you know, the liberals in this country, not only do they not honor the Constitution, but I think they just hate it because it gives so much power to the individual and puts constraints on government. So my question is, what are the conservatives supposed to do when the liberal,
I think your scenario there, Matt, is why doesn't Mitch McConnell do what Harry Reid did?
That sounds kind of bad, though, because we'd like to think that we're above that. But my question is, how do you engage an opponent when they hate the very document that you're trying to respect and promote?
It's a very good question, and I hope our audience, which is well-equipped to tackle some of these issues, will give us some ideas, Matt, because it's a good question. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about that more on the program. Cal Cluin is here, and Cal is most famous for his efforts to make sure there is a Theodore Roosevelt Expressway. And progress is being made every single day on that area. He's the executive director of the association. And will be part of the Ports to Plains event coming up, 18th annual event, but first time in North Dakota, October 6th through the 8th. In beautiful Williston, North Dakota. Cal, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Doing well.
Well, that's good. You're going to be navigating the future at the Ports to Plains event. Tell us a little bit about the presentation.
Well, we are, and we're excited about having it up in Williston. Williston took the lead on the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association when it was first formed back in 2005 as a national highway priority. And so Williston's the place it should be. It's the farthest north we've been, other than Medicine Hat, Alberta, and I think Wilson's stepping up to do a bang-up job up there for that conference. We are excited about some of the presentations that are going to be coming forth. I think there's going to be some great information that will be put out on how we're going to address some of these highway funding issues, and that's going to help the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway efforts as we move forward.
The conference focuses on economic development and the relationship to transportation infrastructure. Put that into English for me. What's that mean?
Well, if you take a look at Western North Dakota and what's happened out here most recently, but back in the days of rural development when Western North Dakota was losing population, the developers out here, you'll remember some of the names, and they're still around, Tom Ralstead, Gene Veeder, myself, folks in South Dakota, we all felt that we had a real opportunity with transportation and to grow our regions. We were losing population, just very devastating to the region, but we knew the transportation, or we felt very strongly the transportation, specifically U.S. Highway 85 was going to be our one of our strengths with agriculture and energy that came forth, and also the huge part it played with tourism.
So, folks, so, this is the spot to take all that in and understand how it can, you know.
Well, it all ties together.
As, I was going to say.
Our efforts in rural development or rural economic development, it all ties together because when I bring up the tourism thing in the Black Hills, you have the Black Hills and Theodore Roosevelt National Park, two areas that are just 150 miles apart that a lot of people want to travel. And then when we ended up with the world-class oil play, that became more important to have good, safe, efficient transportation. And it was more evident than ever. U.S. 85 led last year the state in property damage and traffic deaths. So it's something we have to pay attention to keep our diversified economy going in Western North Dakota and along the corridor.
Yeah, well said. I was just going to say, if you have the transportation infrastructure, you can use those as really magnets and tools to attract more of everything. So it does tie to economic development, to tourism, and to other things as well. Besides Cal's pleasant presentation, Sean Wenko of the Williston Economic Development Corp will be making that case. Jenny Fleck of the Williston Convention and Visitors Bureau as well. And again, folks from all across the nation, really a good networking event. The 18th Annual Ports to Plains Conference, the 6th through the 8th of October. We're getting close. So if you want more information, visit portstoplains.com. Sign up. Call Jenny at 701-774-9041. Cal, thanks a bunch. We'll see you in a couple of days.
Thank you.
Cal Kluwen, Executive Director of the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association, back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline after a short break here. Let's chat, folks. Crank it up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hard-working men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.